is a Fox News alert. A winner in Arizona. I'm Lee Silasara. The Fox News Decision Desk can project that Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs will be the next governor of Arizona. She defeats GOP candidate and former local news host Carrie Lake. The race may go to a recount under Arizona law. President Biden in another day of meetings at the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. Yesterday, Bali time, he met with China's President Xi Jinping and talked about Taiwan.
I do not think there's any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan. And I made it clear that our policy on Taiwan has not changed at all.
And the president said the U.S. and China will compete vigorously, but he's not looking for conflict. Federal investigators looking into a deadly air show collision in Dallas may have discovered a source of information in the wreckage.
National Transportation Safety Board investigator Michael Graham says the two vintage World War II era planes did not have black boxes or flight data recorders on them. But a flight display from the bomber and a GPS unit from the fighter plane were found. Graham says both are damaged, but are headed to the NTSB's lab in D.C.
to determine whether data and relevant information can be recovered from both units.
In the meantime, the wreckage is being collected and examined by analysts on the ground. Six people died in the incident at the Wings Over Dallas air show. No spectators were hurt.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, a suspect in custody in the deadly shooting of three University of Virginia football players. Christopher Darnell Jones is under arrest. Police say he's a student at the school. UVA's Vice President for Safety and Security, Tim Longo, says the suspect was involved in a hazing investigation last year.
Through the course of the threat assessment team's investigation, we learned of a prior criminal incident involving a concealed weapon violation that occurred outside the city of Charlottesville.
America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recapping our top story, the Fox News Decision Desk can project that Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs will be the next governor of Arizona. She defeats GOP candidate and former local news host Carrie Lake. The race may go to a recount under Arizona law. A tech company that claimed to be based in the United States is actually a Russian company. That's according to a report from Reuters.
The CDC says it's removed Pushwoosh software from seven public-facing apps, citing security concerns. Reuters reports the U.S. Army also removed an app containing Pushwoosh software in March over similar concerns that the company claimed it was based in the U.S., though it turns out it's headquartered in Russia. Right now, Pushwoosh says it doesn't collect sensitive information, and Reuters found no evidence the company mishandled user data. What's not clear is the federal government's vetting process of doing business with foreign software companies, for which legal experts also tell Reuters could violate contracting and federal laws. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Last week's tropical cyclone hitting Florida caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage.
For much of her impact, the cyclone named Nicole was a tropical storm, yet in one coastal Florida county, damage is now tallied at nearly $500 million. In towns like Wilbur-by-the-Sea and Daytona Beach Shores, beaches previously eroded by Hurricane Ian last month left a number of single-family homes at risk, and many collapsed into the ocean during Nicole's strike. Dozens of homes and some residential towers along the Volusia County coastline remain evacuated and now are deemed unsafe. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks slip, giving back some of last week's gains. The Dow lost 211, the Nasdaq minus 127, the S&P off 35. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.